Well, earlier, the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, called the blast on the bridge connecting Crimea to mainland Russia a terrorist act. The Russian president blamed Ukraine's special services, and he's set to hold a meeting of Russia's Security Council later on Monday. The Kerch Bridge supplies Moscow's troops in southern Ukraine and is seen as a symbol of Russian power in the region. Ukraine has not claimed responsibility.
There is no doubt this is an act of terrorism aimed at destroying Russia's critical civilian infrastructure. Its authors, perpetrators, and beneficiaries are the security services of Ukraine.
Let's bring in Mohammad Val. He's joining us from Moscow. So, Mohammad, certainly the view in Ukraine amongst them is that these attacks that have just taken place in the past couple of hours are in retaliation for the Crimea Bridge attack. What are you hearing from the Kremlin?
Yes, Darin, the deputy chairman of the National Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev, made a statement today on his account on Telegram, saying that the same words that Putin used, that this is a terrorist attack on Russia, and that the terrorists should be killed. All of them should be killed. And he said this is what the Russians are expecting. And we have heard these statements even before the results of the investigation came out yesterday, many times from party leaders, from parliament members, and so on, all of them talking about Ukraine, pointing the finger of accusation at Ukraine and saying that if proved, Ukraine should be punished and Russia should strike hard at the targets, and not only any targets, but vital infrastructure across the country. And that's what we are seeing today, in a way. Also, this meeting today by President Vladimir Putin with the National Security Council comes when there is, there is increasing talk about increasing use of the word terrorism and rumors and reports in the media that probably there might be a change to the nature of the operation. The new name might be, and this is just expectation so far, might be an anti-terrorism operation. The word terrorism is now the most frequently used word here in Russia, and we are expecting President Vladimir Putin to speak after the meeting today, and everyone is waiting for what he's going to say.
All right, you'll keep us across that story for the time being. Mohammad Val, thank you for that update from Moscow. Let's speak to Alexandre Votrever, who's a security and defense policy analyst and the editor-in-chief of the Swiss Military Review. He's in Geneva. That's where he's joining us from. Welcome to Al Jazeera. So several locations, as I'm sure you're aware, have been targeted in Ukraine, including the capital, which hasn't been hit for some months now. Just give me your initial thoughts on these developments.
Well, when Ukraine most probably struck at this bridge, they have in fact extended the battlefield to the rear echelons, to the supply infrastructure of the Russian forces that are fighting right now in Ukraine. So the response by the Russian military forces is to also extend the battlefield and the waging of strikes to the Ukrainian capital. And the message is quite clear. The fighting will resume in areas that are not only directly connected to the fighting, but also into the rear areas where the population lives, where perhaps training is being undertaken with conscripts for the Ukrainian military.
So you think in your mind that this is in fact directly related then to the Crimea Bridge attack?
This is a direct correlation and link, because the Ukrainians have been targeting a number of bridges on the Dnieper River, and they have essentially managed to make it extremely difficult for the 15,000 Russian forces that are fighting in the Kherson area to receive all of the replenishments, the ammunition, the fuel coming from the rear. There are three train axis that allow for the logistical supply of these forces, and one of them is the one that was struck yesterday.
How much of this perhaps has to do with the new commander for the Air Force General in Russia, who's now in charge? I mean, does he need to show some strength now that he's been put in this position?
Well, if you look at his curriculum, you will see that he's not an Air Force person. He was put in charge of the Russian Air Forces, but originally he was a member of the Special Forces and eventually then commanded many different units. He has a very, difficult and challenging military career and past. He was almost kicked out of the military on a number of occasions, and definitely he is perceived as one of the hardliners. But let's be clear, he does not control the operation. It is the Russian president who is the main boss and who decides what gets targeted and when.
So the Ukrainian Defense Ministry has now come out and said that they are vowing revenge for Monday strikes on the country. Is this going to shift the war? Is this going to perhaps see a significant escalation in the war?
It is an escalation. And as I said, by targeting Kiev, it is now possible to send this deliberate message. Even the border towns next to the Polish border can be targeted, where you see all of the NATO weapons are coming in and the troops are being trained. So this is definitely an extension of the conflict. The answer to your question, is this going to be effective, yes or no? It will depend very much on the mentality, on the opinion in Ukraine. I don't think that this is going to change the point of view of most of the Ukrainian people. It's going to put them definitely under pressure. And so far, they have resisted quite well under pressure.
And what about the international community? Does this change anything for the West?
Well, of course, when you are targeting the capital city and you don't really know what you're firing at and civilians are dying and a lot of this ammunition is blowing up right next to the largest nuclear power plant in Europe, this is not a good sign. It's not a good message. And I think, perhaps over the past few weeks, there have been hesitations among European leaders. I don't see any European leader coming out today and say, we need to negotiate and, let's also examine Russia's point of view, and they may be legitimate in their claims. I think this is going to probably consolidate the European position.
Okay, we'll leave it there. We thank you so much for speaking to us from Geneva.